Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. In addition to this podcast, you can find a lot more information on my website, lovingthismamalife.com. I'm also on Instagram at underscore lovingthismamalife, and I'm on Facebook at lovingthismamalife. So check that out and hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to our next podcast episode. I want to talk a little bit about toddlers and eating and preschool and daycare and meal prep and all the joys and challenges that go along with that. My son is just over, he's 2 years old and 1 month, so he's just over two. When he turned two, infant and children's center that he's at, he switched to the preschool. Because depending on the type of daycare or childcare that they're at, the ratio of teachers to children changes when they hit two. At least that's the case in California. I'm not sure if that changes state by state or facility by facility. But the facility that he's at, when they turn two, they switch to a new room, which is the preschool, and they will be there until they go off and go to kindergarten. So in the infant room, each morning when I dropped him off, they had a nice refrigerator and he had a bin in the refrigerator, and when he was a baby, I'd put his bottles in there and then his purees. And then as he got older, I'd put a little packet for snack and a little plastic container for his lunch. And it was usually like chicken or ground beef and some vegetables and some rice all mixed together. And they would heat it up for him, and they would never give him anything outside of what I sent, which was nice because there was no room for him to get into something that I didn't want him to have. He would only have what I sent. So when he moved rooms to the preschool, they provide snack in the morning and afternoon snack, and then they also have parents send lunch from home, but they don't heat it up. They have no fridge to keep it cold. So all parents are asked to send kids lunches in a lunchbox and with utensils ready to eat, and doesn't need any preparation because now there's more kids with less teachers, so they just don't have the capacity to heat everything up for each kid. So if kids wanted warm food, they suggested to send it in the thermos. And I totally freaked out when this was coming because my son is used to having warmed food. So as an experiment, a couple weeks before he turned two, on the weekend, I started giving him cold food. And I also, the week before he turned two, in the infant room, I started sending him a lunchbox. I'd send his snacks, his morning and afternoon snacks. But then I would send his lunchbox with cold lunch in it and told them, don't heat it up and see what he does. And to my surprise, he did great. He ate all his food. He was very happy with it and did fine. So I was all freaked out for really no reason because he ate great. And so then came the challenge of trying to figure out, well, what kind of lunchbox am I going to get for him? What type of container should I send lunch in? How's this going to work? So my best resources was I asked the teachers in the preschool, what are the best kind of lunch boxes? And they suggested some sort of bento box. So I did a bunch of research on bento boxes. And what I settled on was the BentGo Kids bento boxes. And I really, really like them. So I ordered a couple different ones on Amazon, a couple different styles and different brands. I ordered probably four. After reading reviews and looking at the star ratings, I ordered four of them. And once I got them and could hold them and touch them and open them and close them, I settled on the BentGo box as my favorite and sent the other three back. So I had this one Bentgo box. And it's neat because it has 5 different compartments, because my son and toddlers in general can be really picky about foods touching. They don't want things mixed together. They want everything separate in its own spot. So this is a great way to do that. And the bento box kind of snaps into like a clamshell lid that locks on the top of it. And at the top of the inside of the lid has rubber seals around each compartment, so it keeps each compartment sealed. It's really great. So I tested that out for the week before he turned 2 and went to the preschool. And then it occurred to me, while the insert is dishwasher safe, the outside is not. So if I just had this one Bentgo insert and the one clamshell, I was going to be hand washing it every night when he got home. So when we get home from daycare, by the time we get home from preschool, it's almost 5:30 and my son goes to bed by 7. So I didn't want to spend extra time in the evening washing everything. So I looked online a little bit more on Amazon, and they actually sell the bento box inserts with clear plastic lids. So I bought 3 of those, and then I actually bought a whole nother separate Bentgo box with the insert in it. So I had 2 of the little clamshell covers and 5 of the inserts, which was every day of the week. And I bought through the Bentgo site itself, they sell a 3-pack of clear lids. So I had 5 inserts and 6 clear lids. So I had plenty of clear lids. I had the 2 clamshells. So then I got to work on meal prepping for him. I get a calendar each month of what the school's going to serve for snacks all month. And so I take that calendar and I copy it into an Excel document. And then I line up what I want all the different compartments to be. So I have a protein for each day of the week. I have a carb for each day of the week. I have a vegetable. I have a fruit. And then I have a little extra of something. And so I laid all of these out in Excel by each day of the week. And then I just fill it in. So some days for snack, they'll have apples and graham crackers. So in his lunch, I won't send apples or I won't send graham crackers that day because they're already having it for snack. So I'll save that for another day when they're having oranges and toast or something. And so based off of what he has for snack and what he has for lunch, I also kind of plan out what we make him for dinner. Sometimes he'll have what my husband and I have, but because it's such a scramble once we get home from school with him, my husband and I will usually eat dinner after he goes to sleep. So we'll sit with him at the table while he eats his dinner. But my husband gets off work a little bit earlier than I do, so I go and pick up my son. And by the time we come home, my husband has his dinner ready, so we give him dinner so we can hang out and play for a while before it's bath and books and bed. So that system has worked out great. And so we've been doing that for the last month. And what I do is on the Sunday before, we usually do our grocery shopping on Saturday. Sometimes we do it Sunday morning. And then Sunday afternoon while my son's napping, or Sunday night after he goes to sleep, I will lay the 5 bento boxes out on the counter and I will print out my little Excel and put it in front of me and just go day by day by day and pack everything in the bento boxes. I don't do his fruit because I worry about the fruit drying out. So I will do the fruit the night prior, but I'll take the 5 bento boxes, pack them up, and then snap the clear lids on all of them. I have stickers on the top of each of the clear lids that say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'll stack those all in the fridge, Monday at the top, Friday at the bottom. And the night before, I will pull out that bento. So for instance, Sunday night, I'll pull out Monday's bento box and I will cut up whatever fruit to put in and I'll put it in its little clamshell cover and stick that on the top of all the other boxes so it's just ready to grab in the morning when I'm packing his lunch. So super easy. It's worked really great. All the food stays fresh. There's never been any issue. So I'm really happy with the process. So I'm hoping that that continues to work for us, which it well into his, you know, kindergarten and onward years. And yeah, so that's it for this episode. Hope you find it helpful. I have a, go ahead and check the show notes for some links on Amazon to the Bentgo boxes and the lunchbox to put them in that I'm using. And you can also check out the link to my blog post about all of this. Have a great day.